Terrorism. With all the flying planes into stuff and blowing stuff up, it's hard to get a grip on what it's all for. And that, when you think about it, is the point. I mean, terror tactics are designed to shock the public into sitting up and taking notice of a cause, and/or making them join said cause. But if we don't know the cause, or in a state of, "Oh my God, what the hell's going on? Why is there an explosion?" panic, and thus likely to be distracted from the cause, then it could be argued that terrorism isn't all that effective. And that is what this video is here to talk about. To do this, we need to ask ourselves a few questions, just to get us grounded. The first of which is, what are the aims of these terrorist groups? Well, there are countless causes for which people are fighting, but we're going to look at three groups in particular. The IRA, the PLO, and Al-Qaeda. What did, or in some cases do, they want? The IRA want to remove the English presence in Northern Ireland, create a united Ireland, and defeat nationalist communities. The PLO want to remove the Israeli presence from Palestine, integrate Palestine into the wider Muslim world, and generally defeat Israel. And Al-Qaeda want to destroy the American influence in all Muslim nations, especially Saudi Arabia, destroy Israel, not just defeat it, that'd be far too easy, of course, and destabilize and overthrow pro-Western governments in Muslim states.
Well, now, it's easy to judge success then, isn't it? Is there still a British presence in Northern Ireland?
Fail.
Yes!
Wait a minute! Whoa, whoa, whoa! It's not that easy, bub. You see, a measurement of success in this instance ain't how many of the boxes are ticked. It's about how it's done and what kind of message it's sent.
Oh, okay then. So we need to look at things like tactics and stuff like that?
Yes, we do, son. Yes, we do.
Okay then. So, taking that rather creepy gentleman's advice into consideration, how successful has the IRA been? Well, it seemed quite. Their political branch, Sinn Féin, is the third most powerful party in all of Ireland, and thanks to the Downing Street Declaration of 1993, they basically have the power to ask the people of Ireland whether or not they want to keep us Brits over there. If the answer comes back noy, then we back off, simple as that. So, looks like a resounding success then. They get what they want if it's what Ireland wants. But hang on a minute, aren't we forgetting something? You see, the Oxford English Dictionary defines terrorism as the unofficial or unauthorised use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. But Sinn Féin aren't really using violence, are they? They're using the shock tactic of talking. So, terrorism has been really quite unsuccessful there. Moving on, the PLO. They've toned down to quite an extent these days, being recognised by the UN and actually accepting Israel's right to, to exist, really. Their measure of success really is the existence of an independent state of Palestine. Sadly for them, though, whenever they start kicking off, Israel sends in the tanks and generally messes things up for them. Really, they've ended up shooting their own feet, as Israel is in a state of almost constant readiness for invasion. So for them to win, they need a downside more military muscle, such as that found in Egypt or Syria. But right now, that simply ain't gonna happen. And finally, Al-Qaeda. To be fair, they have quite lofty ambitions, so their success is naturally going to be harder to come by. That, however, does not detract from the fact that it looks like they are little more than a group of petty children, for whom everyone doesn't want to be their friend, but they want everything to be their way. They have thus far failed in their task. Are there McDonald's in the Middle East? Check. Is the whole world Islamic? No? Well then, looks like they haven't succeeded. From these examples, from the successes of the IRA to the failures of the PLO and Al-Qaeda, it is fair to deduce that terrorism has not been particularly successful in the last 50 or so years. It is fair also to deduce that instead of bombing or crashing into your enemies, sitting down and talking to them actually works. So the most powerful weapon in the world is in fact dialogue. Who knew?